Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
We got love letters to Kelly coming up in about 40 minutes. And Jenna Sideboob will be calling the show. I don't know from where, but in about an hour, we'll hear from Jenna Sideboob.
Probably just going to be calling from here.
I hope you showered today.
Are you going to free your side boob, or is it going to be muffled?
Is it going to sound like this?
What, to free it?
Well, how are we going to hear it clearly if it's covered by the restrictive bra that you're wearing today?
I'm Jenna Sideboob.
Hope it's in a good mood and not droopy like yesterday.
Kelly, you know I don't wear bras.
I know. I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Man, I used to date this girl that didn't ever wear a bra, and my mother told me, because the girl came over, her name was Rhonda. Hot! Oh, she's hot. Came over to my mom's house, my parents' house, and she had on this white, like, guy shirt, like a button-down regular little shirt.
Uh-huh. And walk of shame shirt, yes.
And she was light-skinned chick, right? But around here area was kind of dark, you know what I'm saying? So, like...
Her boobs?
Her areolas.
So, yeah. So, like, she came over. She came over, man, to have dinner. And so she's helping my mother, like, set the table and stuff. So she's, like, putting the plates over here, and she's kind of reaching across people, and she didn't have on a bra, and, like, her shirt was unbuttoned down to here. So when we left, I went back in the house. My mom said, you tell that girl, she come back over to my house, she needs to have some clothes on. Because my mom was old school.
Yeah.
You know?
But, well, she'd be around parents, of course.
Yeah. But she, I thought it was kind of sexy, but, you know, she never wore a bra.
Is that your story, Al?
That's it.
Is that good? Appreciate it.
And for the first time in my radio career, I said the word areola on the radio.
I don't think we ever said areola before.
I got a cousin named Areola. Not for real.
I think we'll just talk about Emma Kelly now.
Oh, yeah, let's transition from one.
So, just like old times.
I don't know how to transition just from like areola old time. To Emma Kelly. I just
can't. Like old times.
Well, Al's dirty thoughts and
my love of dirty songs, right?
Yeah.
I've said this before. I don't know why. I think maybe it's because I had such a strict religious upbringing that when I hear a dirty song, it kind of makes me tingle because I'm being naughty because I'm listening to it. But it's not dirty in the sense of some of that hardcore, nasty. It's like, and I'm just going to, kid would be so mad if I reference this right now, but it's like Bad Company. I feel like making love. Ooh, I get so excited. I can't stand it.
Whoa. All right.
Feel like making love.
Dirty to me.
Well, it's like that one time we sang that Buck Cherry song. It was
Crazy B.
You and me.
And see, I decided to sing that at karaoke one night because I love that song by Buck Cherry so much.
Y'all crazy about your
okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, okay, and then right. When I'm up there singing, I'm realizing this song is really dirtier when I'm in front of a bunch of other people and not in my car by myself.
Right, do you get down with this one too,
but
Kelly?
But I was committed to it, so I had to go through with it.
Yes. Shake your body, don't stop. This is the one I thought she was going to be singing. Like, you know what it is.
Is this that my neck back thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
See, I don't like that one. That's too dirty for me.
That's too dirty.
My neck, my back, yeah. My chest like that.
It too far.
It makes me feel so dirty.
When I heard the real unedited version of that
yeah,
the first
it's
time,
so...
I'm hard to embarrass.
It was bad.
I listen to a lot of real gangsta rap. But
when I started dating Kinsey in college,
yes,
probably the second date, she rapped that entire song.
That's
unedited.
That's when
and
you
I was
fell
like,
in love.
I was like, that's going to be my wife.
Wow. I love that. That was such a college girl thing to
that's
do.
That's my wife.
We all did
I'm
it.
In love.
I'm not dirty enough for you, JC, and that disappoints me greatly. But anyway... What?
Other than me.
Oh, okay. So anyway, here's the thing that I'm learning, because I'm new to the whole
technology
i-anything scene.
Mm-hmm.
iPod, iPad,
yeah, yeah.
iMac, whatever. You
eye
on it. Yeah. I don't understand all of it, but I understand there's this cloud thing.
Yeah, the cloud always kind of freaks me out, and I know technology, but I just feel like it's up there. And other people can get to it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The man is explaining it to me at the store, and he's telling me about the cloud I can access. And I figure if I'm ever in an emergency situation, these geniuses will find my cloud for me, because I truly don't know where it is right now. But apparently...
I don't think it's a tangible thing.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
So my daughter gets an iPad from Auntie Crazy, but she's had this thing for a couple years,
okay.
You know, and I don't think he's of it. And I have my old iPod. Well, now I happen to have an iPhone. So for some reason now,
it syncs all your
everything's
devices.
Communicating with each other,
yeah.
And so it's all syncing up.
Yeah.
So all my songs that are on my iPhone or on my daughter's iPad are on my MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
It's crazy how
I'll tell
this
you
stuff
what,
works.
Kelly, there's a, you know, wow. I have about six devices. It's just one click to do it manually. Like, you can decide what you want to put up there. We can talk.
Well, somebody
about that
needs
later.
To show me. I brought in my daughter's iPad to amend the situation today because something has to be done. So here we are.
What happened?
So we're in the car and we listen to my music, and I can tell within the first note, I would have been great on Name That Tune, Dirty Song Version, that it's dirty. So I hit next until we get to something safe, like Cody Simpson.
Yeah.
Harmless.
Wow. Brown Eyed Girl,
you got
whatever.
Cody Simpson.
For my daughter. Okay. Well, for okay. me, too.
No,
come on.
Too.
I like it. That, hey there, yeah. pretty brown eyes. See, yeah. I'm an enigma.
I
love
that,
it
Jim.
All.
All right.
So mixed in with all my Christian hymns.
I know.
And my...
We got to do, like, Kelly's
You have
most,
to go
like,
through my playlist.
Her most listened to
It goes
to
from, like,
songs.
Hallelujah to yeah. Crazy
I
Beat.
I love a good gospel chorus. I can't help it.
And, like, lift you up on angels' wings. And it's, like,
and
that's
it's,
that bad.
Yes. It's bad. You know, there happens to be a few. Now, okay, here's the problem. My daughter loves the radio version of Iconopop.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, oh. let me, I'm scared, fast forward.
I love it,
okay.
that one.
You couldn't buy the clean version on iTunes. You couldn't. They only had the dirty version.
I don't care.
On iTunes. Now, maybe this has been amended since I bought it.
What's dirtier, the song?
Yeah,
I'll tell you in a minute,
okay.
JC.
I've never heard the dirty version.
So, my daughter's in the back. I leave her playing some dragon thing she's downloaded, some app. On her iPad, and I'm in the kitchen.
No, she was looking at mommy's selfies on the iPad.
Yeah, they're all over it. I use my daughter's iPad.
No, they say.
For my Match.com profile photos. No, anyway, so I'm in the kitchen cleaning up after the big pot of chili I made because I'm starting to cook at home. I gotta save money.
Yeah.
And chili's pretty cheap, and you can eat on that for a week if you really plan it right. Okay, so anyway.
Stay focused, Kelly.
So I'm cleaning up the chili pots, and I hear this blood-curdling scream. Coming from my bedroom.
She must have fallen off the bed or something.
It was only a scream that a mother, like, something is really wrong. And it was so horrifying. I froze. I mean, it was like one of those things where, oh, my God, what happened? But I yelled, Emma Kelly! And she comes around the corner, and she's standing. You know, I have a kitchen, my living room, and there's the hallway leading to the bedrooms.
Yeah.
And she's just standing there in front of the doorway, screaming this guttural... I mean, I've never heard this noise come out of her, and she's pitched quite a few hissy fits in the 6 years of her lifetime.
Did she cut herself dancing or something?
She's gripping the iPad, and she's holding it, and she's looking at me. Her eyes are as big as saucers, and she's screaming in terror.
Nudes?
No, I'm thinking, I don't even know if this is possible, but I think she's being electrocuted. Is it possible for you to be electrocuted by your iPad if it's not plugged in?
Yeah, remember that girl's phone?
No, it
explodes
sometimes.
It exploded.
No,
she's holding the iPad, screaming, "Turn it off! Turn it off! Turn it off!" And I'm like, "Oh my God, she can't let go because the electric current has seared her hands and they're now melted to the iPad." I don't know. So I go tearing across the room, and I kind of stop for a minute. This might hurt me too. But I, you know, being a mother, I have to take the bullet for my kid. So I grab
Kelly
the iPad.
Kelly gets a stick outside.
I know. I grab the iPad thinking I'm about to be shocked. And there's nothing. And I was like, Emma Kelly, hush. What is it? Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off.
What?
I'm like, what is it? And she hushed long enough, and I could hear Iconopop was playing on her iPad.
Well, that's a great song.
It
makes me
I threw your into a bag and pushed it down the stairs.
Emma Kelly found out she's not shoving stuff into a bag and pushing it down the stairs. And she's not a 90s chick. She's a 90s bee. And my daughter just apparently is so traumatized by dirty words and curse words. That's what she was.
Because she hears them from
so
you.
An S-bomb?
No, she doesn't.
An S-bomb made her cry? And a B-bomb?
I think the B-word's what got her.
Really?
So has she
I've
sworn
never I was
before?
Like oh my God. Oh, see, I can't even say that around my kid. I just say, oh my God, my daughter corrects me every time. My daughter's a better person than I am.
Well, that's great, but I mean, has she sworn before? Like, don't all kids go through that phase when you slip and hear the word and then if you can't tell them that it's bad?
Okay, so
I don't know. I'm gonna throw something out and y'all are gonna be mad at me. But we did a bath time with Emma Kelly when she was about 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I accidentally, like, 2 days before, said the S word because I dropped something and I thought it was going to break. And I went, you know, I said it, but then you don't react because your kid, you think, oh, they're not really paying attention. And if I don't act like it's a big deal, they won't know.
Mm-hmm. No, they're freaky little steel traps with the memory.
And but my daughter thought I said ship.
Yeah.
You know, a big boat. Mm-hmm. And so we're sitting in the bathtub and she's just like, ship, ship, ship. And I'm like, no, stop it. Stop it. So anyway, that's the only time she came close.
So this is actually the song you probably wanted to get as a the kids bop one.
Oh. Well, there's a radio edit.
There is a radio edit. I've heard that.
But when I went on we love singing this song in the car together. I don't care. We love it. So I wanted to download it. And the only version was dirty, so I downloaded it for my own enjoyment.
Yeah. Well, if you want to be super safe, did you know that Sesame Street came out with their own version?
Of Iconopop?
Of I Love It. It's a Cookie Monster.
Oh, this is going to be good.
And it's
Shout out.
It's to promote their upcoming season of Sesame Street. And here it is, Cookie Monster singing I Love It, but it's not called that.
Me get this feeling when me see a cookie on the plate. Me want to grab it, want to eat it, oh, me no can wait. But now me know that self-control is something me must learn.
Heard of.
Me want to grab it, want to eat it, but me wait.
Me
want it, but me wait.
I thought one of but the premises wait. Of Sesame Street was to teach your kid proper English.
Yeah. But me wait. It could also be for abstinence.
I mean, I feel like that's like a...
If you're telling me Sesame Street is preaching safe sex now, we just...
Well, but me wait. That's perfect.
Rocked.
But me wait.
You got to start early.
Like Gwar or something.
Well, it did sound like cool.
Where they like bite.
Well, I'm glad Emma Kelly isn't electrocuted.
She's really. So somebody needs to teach me how to uncloud her.
Oh, but we'll get you on that, Kelly.
Didn't you tell me that one of your mom's favorite songs was kind of some type of a dirty song or something?
No, she like her favorite song. It's embarrassing. She has two. It's Word Up by Cameo. And
Connie Raspberry. Connie
my
Raspberry.
My mother. And she really.
It's amazing she didn't marry a black man.
She loves Word Up, and she loves Prince When Doves Fly. Or Doves Cry.
Doves Cry. I had to think for a minute.
I had to think too.
Word Up?
Yeah. Yes, my mother.
Is that
loves,
what this is?
No.
All pretty ladies around the world. Yeah.
Kelly,
come on, who doesn't love this?
I will pay your mom.
Oh, we're on the wrong verse.
Yeah.
I will pay your mom if she does a video to this.
Oh.
Full dancing with the tight costume.
My mother didn't get the exhibition jean like I got.
Come on, Connie.
Your brothers, your sisters, and your mama too. You are about to throw down, and you know just what to do. Give us music, so we care like you don't care. Stop and stare.
Kids rolling over right now.
Do your dance.
Yeah,
quick smile.
He's really.
Come on, baby.
He's mad.
I know this part.
A word up.
My new karaoke song. My new karaoke song this weekend.
You know what? We should start a series of like G-Maw's rapping. Just grandma's rapping.
I gotta
just give them lyrics and have them do it.
Did we do that one time, Kelly? Do something.
I mean, I think it's been done before because you see viral videos
of
people getting their grandparents to dance and stuff like that. But I think that would be cool.
Kelly, you get your mom to do it. I got Kenzie's mom coming to town tomorrow, so we could get grandma's rapping.
Get Dora Mapp to do it.
I can get Dora Bell to do it.
Yeah?
I don't call my mom a doorbell. What am I doing? My mother.
What's
her rapper name
going
to be?
Lil Doe. That could be Doebell.
Al, can you have your mom do My Neck, My Back for me?
No.
Radio edit.
No.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Coming up, love letters to Kelly. Jenna Sideboob is going to call in. But right now, we take you back to October, Kelly, of 2002.
Okay.
And like we were talking earlier, I used to own a limousine service a while back, and kid thought it would be cool if I took one of the big super stretch limousines and just drove around to some bus stops in the area, you know, just brighten somebody's day. Somebody sitting there waiting on a bus, a little stinky bus, right, and put them in a stretch limousine and take them to work.
Bus stop!
Bus stop!
Bus stop! Are you ready?
Are you ready? Got to go to bus stop.
Big Al's in a chauffeur driven limo.
Bus stop.
10 passenger.
Yeah.
Getting ready to put the 50 cents in and get on that stinky bus. But not today. Today they get to their destination in a stretch limousine.
Yeah.
Just something to do that's nice.
Yeah.
Why not?
All right, Big Al, where are you? You in front of the hospital?
Yeah, we're right in front of the
hospital. I hear women laughing.
All right. How many you got in there?
No. This is Paul.
That was Paul laughing.
Oh, Paul.
He laughs like a girl.
we were just kind of hiding around the corner. Not hiding, but
waiting. Yeah, go get him. Go get him, Al.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Y'all want to ride? No? No, we'll take you to where you're going. I'll figure it out. The Kid Craddock Show.
We decided to take people from the bus.
We decided to pick people up and take them to where they're going. Do what?
They don't trust you.
That's okay, huh?
Nobody wants to take a limo?
Do what? Come on, y'all. I can hear you. Well, I guess I can get out, huh?
Why don't you get out?
Hi. How are you?
Tell them who you are. You're on billboards and everything.
I'm Big Al. What's wrong? How you doing? Where y'all going? Y'all want to ride? No.
Why?
No. Why not? Better than a bus. You want to talk to Kid Craddock? You got him on the phone right now. Sure, go ahead and talk to him.
No.
Go ahead and talk to him. Who are
you
talking to?
What?
I don't speak.
No English?
Go ahead and talk.
That's never a problem on this show. Oh. Kelly's taking Spanish lessons.
Oh, please.
Oh. I don't speak English.
Oh.
Hola.
Wow, just now figured that out.
Yeah. Hola, señora. Huh?
I think he took the phone
just back. Speak Spanish. Well, I happen to speak Spanish.
Put her on the phone, Al. We'll handle this.
Oh, he speaks Spanish. Here you go.
Oh, boy. Hola.
Hola.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Mi nombre es Kid Craddock.
Uh-huh.
Radio, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm doing the best I can, Kelly. Take over, Kelly.
Oh, let me go to free train.
See?
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Uh-huh. Wait, let me get a freetranslation.com.
Hold on.
Sí.
Uno momento.
Okay.
I got it, Kelly. Hold on. Here we go. ¿Usted tiene gusto de un paseo en mi coche?
No, porque...
¿Por qué? ¿Por qué no?
Porque no, venimos con el doctor y no...
¿Es libre?
Para otra vez. Thank you.
No, un momento.
¿Mi pedo?
¿Le lavamos a su casa?
No, porque nosotros no vamos a la casa.
¿Por qué?
Vamos a trabajar.
Ah.
No huele como el autobús. Yeah. ¿Sí?
¿Sí que le huele como el autobús?
I said it doesn't stink like the bus.
Oh, okay.
Good one, Kelly.
Mi pedo come es la pasita.
¿Eh?
¿Usted tiene un pollo en su cabeza?
¿Qué dices? ¿Por qué no hablas bien?
Usted tiene un pollo en su cabeza.
What's that mean?
Do you have a chicken in your head?
Do you have a chicken on your head?
I answer for dog.
¿Piensa usted al que grande es guapo?
I'm trying to tell them that I will take them wherever they were going in the bus in the limousine. Now, okay. Can you tell them that?
Yeah, you just did.
We did.
What did I fall for?
We're on the radio in Kid Craddock Show. I'm Big Al.
Oh, okay. Dice él que él le da un lugar donde van a ir en el bus.
Oh, we found a translator there.
En el limousine si quiere ir.
Yes.
Le
tomaramos donde usted desea go.
Who are you talking to, dog? I don't understand.
All right. That's Al's on the phone.
They want to know why?
Why?
Because it takes people to where they're going
in the limo day.
Wait a minute.
Oh, she's good.
Tell her you have won a contest.
No, just tell him we just want to do something nice. Acabos de querer para hacer algo agradable.
What a whipping.
Oh, my God. Somebody speak English. Please.
It's just to be nice.
Tell him I'm a really nice guy. And it's just to be nice.
Al, say this.
All right.
Get her attention.
All right.
El hombre negro.
Man, the black man.
Oh, el hombre negro.
Decía. Sequestrarle.
Oh, kid.
But what's that mean? The black man wants to kidnap you.
Oh, no, man.
Oh, my. You guys kind of needed me 11 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Miss Kingcraft.
I'm pretty sure Scott said fart.
Yeah, I just don't know. When those bits are playing, We listen to them just like y'all listen to them. I mean, we just sit here and listen.
Oh, that was great.
That's awesome.
Kid Spanish was horrible but funny.
Yep.
Yeah, y'all.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
And it's Wednesday.
Yep. Hump day.
Well, yes, it's that. But it also means we're going to do some love letters to Kelly coming up in a few minutes. But we actually have a random guest visiting us here today.
Yo, it's Kid Spanish Maid that speaks really broken English. Hey, Consuelo, what are you doing here, baby?
No. Hello, no.
Huh? What?
No. I go to house of Mr. Kid. He no there.
Oh, Consuelo. Yeah.
No.
I'm so sorry. You didn't hear the news?
No. I no steal TV. Mr. Kid said keep TV.
No, wait, Consuelo, what are you talking about? He probably said clean the TV, keep the TV.
Oh, no. My cousin no break house window and no put TV in my car, no.
Okay, right. I'm confused now.
No, Mr. Kid still owes me monies. He tried to pay me in Samoans.
Simoleons?
No.
What? You mean, you mean Girl Scout cookies?
Samoans and Thin Mints.
Girl Scout cookies?
No, eat the cookies. No gluten.
Okay. All right. Consuelo, there's really no good way to put this, but it's going to be tough, I know. Kid's actually in heaven right now.
Oh, no. So he no coming back?
No, unfortunately, no. But he is watching over us, Consuelo.
Yeah, I'm so sorry we had to tell you this way.
Oh, I clean here.
What?
Oh, you know, I think we're...
No,
we're,
I clean here.
Good. No, in
no
the studio,
I clean here.
No, I think we're good. You know, in the studio, we actually have a different staff and a service that comes in and cleans.
Yeah, look what a great job they're doing.
Oh, no. No. Mi señora lion face. Look where you sit. You need clean... No. Smell like Chivo.
Chivo?
No. Chivo. Bah. Bah.
Oh, my.
A goat?
That's not good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, Jenna's kind of got that thing messy over there. In fact, it's dirtier than the bathroom at 10:09 in the morning, to be honest with you.
Oh, no. So many things I clean.
Yeah, actually, Consuelo, just from, you know, things in the past, I'd rather you just not touch my stuff.
No, you worry? No. You worry?
No.
You?
Well,
no.
Consuelo, here's the situation. I think due to circumstances beyond our control, you've been terminated from your position. But, you know, we might be able to help you find another job.
No. You no terminator.
Excuse me?
No, you no big buff. Hey.
No. Hey, easy, Consuelo.
No, easy. Adios mio, Santa Virgen Maria. You buy me dinner?
No.
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 Right, no.
You pick me up at 9. I clean next week.
What in the heck just happened here, y'all?
You just got a date with Consuelo, is what
happened. No. I gonna rock your world, Big Fat Al.
Say what?
No. That's what Mr. Kid called you.
You call me Mr. Big Fat Al?
No.
No.
Where's my breakfast, Consuelo?
No, I'm no eating. I go now.
You know what?
Bye.
We'll see you next week, Consuelo. I think I like her.
Stealing things.
No.
He never trusted her.
Oh, what happened?
No. Oh, JC, you just missed Consuelo.
Oh, I did? I was getting some emails in the back because I think we're going to do a... Some
love letters.
Yeah, but I saw that pretty lady walking out.
Yeah, that's Consuelo.
Oh, that is.
Wasn't she lovely?
She's beautiful. She kind of looks like me for some reason.
Well, Al, so it looks like you're gonna. I'm sorry, Big Fat Al. You're gonna get some action this weekend.
Yeah, apparently so. Apparently, I'm going out with the help.
All right. Well, let's give some love advice real quick.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband is an emotional idiot. The older he gets, the less he even attempts to show love for me. We've been married for 4 years now and started out great. I would get flowers, cookies delivered at work for no reason at all. They would have the sweetest little notes from him. It made my heart smile. Now I can't even get a dang hug or a kiss at bedtime or a card on a holiday or an anniversary. He blames it on his work schedule and being tired and all kinds of other stuff. But none of that's changed since we met. He had the same schedule before, and he was always able to show his affection then. Why can't he continue to do that now? That is from Carla.
Well, Carla, my question would be, what signs of affection are you showing him, right? And you've told me all these wonderful things he's done for you in the past.
That's what we do.
But you didn't mention anything about those wonderful things you did or continue to do for him in the present. So maybe you were just on the receiving end of it for so long. You know, the chase was over for him. And yeah, work, you know, once the chase is over, some of the thrill of the chase is gone.
Carla, you need to hit the gym, dog.
Ow, Mac!
Are you serious?
I'm just saying. Carla, you can get your membership.
Oh, what are you saying?
Just go before
that
work.
Expression about like glass, how just, people that live in glass houses.
Just go before
right,
work.
Or, oh, my gosh.
Go before work.
The pot and the kettle.
Go, make, maybe take 30 minutes, walk to lunch, and then go after work.
Oh,
for maybe
my gosh. 30, don't listen
minutes.
To him.
I'm just saying.
Not good, Al.
I'm just saying, Carla.
Carla, here's the thing.
It's going for $40 a month.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah. I'm so flabbergasted right now. You're so rude.
Just,
Carla,
just
you need to start showing your husband affection and the kind of affection you know he's talking about.
Girls cut off the loving sometimes. That's
well,
what happens.
I think it's
if
like,
you just attack him.
It's the biggest way to control.
Yeah.
You know, like when you feel kind of powerless or you're not getting attention, you know that's like the one thing they want most. So it's kind of, even if you want it, it's the easiest thing to withhold.
And if you compliment him on his prowess, his performance and things like that, I have a sneaking suspicion that maybe you'll start getting a little cuddle here and there.
Yeah, tell him he looks
hot.
If
he knows that, you know, if you're... Just attack him a couple times. I bet that it'll start turning the tables and he'll start coming back around to the romantic side.
You can go to Gold's Gym.
Al, stop it.
24 hours.
Love letters.
Love letters to Kelly. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Mm-hmm.
We're moving on, Al.
Life fitness.
I caught my boyfriend cheating on me in our bed. I was crushed by what he did. We split for a while, but then he
decided. For a while?
Yeah. But then he decided that he wanted to get back together, so he asked me to marry him.
Oh, my gosh.
There was no discussion on how we're going to fix things. When he asked me to meet him this past weekend, I thought that that's what the conversation was going to be about.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, he made a big production in the middle of the restaurant, and he asked me to be his wife. I couldn't bring myself to humiliate him in front of everybody, so I just said yes.
There you go.
And honestly, Kelly, up until I caught him cheating, I was sure he was the one. But now I'm all confused. Is getting married the right thing to do? He's seen what life is like without me, so I should believe that he wants to spend the rest of his life with me.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Selma,
next,
shout out.
Next letter.
My head hurts right now. I feel
well, it happens
Selma
all the time.
Has induced a migraine. Are you kidding me?
Forgiveness.
Are you kidding?
The key
forgiveness?
To life.
Kelly, sometimes
there's. I'm going to tell you right now. There's nothing I'm going to say to Selma. He humiliated her by bringing a woman into their bed, and she's not willing to humiliate him at Jack in the Box, which is you know where this person proposed. You think he gave her the white tablecloth restaurant with real silver? No. And she's not going to embarrass him in public like that?
He's seen the error in his ways.
Oh, please.
No, this is
here,
the thing.
There's nothing I'm going to tell her. Just get a new mattress.
But
I mean, that's the only thing I can tell
her.
Get
a new mattress.
I just feel like she's going to be to blame, you know, at some point when he does this again. Because it's like you teach people how to treat you.
Yeah.
And, you know, and when you let him get away or you forgive so quickly. I know it's so much easier said than done. It's easy to sit here and preach relationship advice when Kelly and I are single, but you know, like it's the things we don't abide by, I'm sure. But it's like you teach people how to treat you. You cannot forget. You can forgive. I think maybe cheating can be forgiven, but
he
not in
earned,
that capacity. Yeah.
He hasn't earned
he hasn't
his
earned
way back,
back
in.
Yeah.
He hasn't earned his way back in. She just said they haven't really talked about
There's
it.
No discussion of
he
it.
Just, you know, he doesn't want to lose that. And so he proposes. And for a girl,
maybe,
oh, yay.
Maybe she walked out really fast and she didn't really get the full the details.
Well,
of maybe
it.
She was choking and he was giving her the Heimlich.
But just because they were in the bedroom, if it was just a short period of time, you have to pass a threshold of time when you're with a woman to actually for that to be cheating. But, you know, when you're getting...
Oh, see, now I was about to agree with you if you went down a different path.
If it was just like a 5 or 10 minute deal, it's just...
No, Al, no. He needs... Okay, you give him the ring back. I know you're not going to do it, Selma. I'm telling you right now. And you play hardball here and say, you've got to earn my love back and my trust. And you make him work for it. 1-2 years. I'm telling you.
Two years?
Yes.
2 years to
two
work
years?
Back up?
Okay, either. Okay, so then don't work for it.
Okay,
don't work for it. And 2 years from now, you're going through divorce.
1 year.
That's...
Can we do
one year, you'll be going through divorce. Okay, I'm sorry.
I think maybe 1 year, but if you think he's the one and he thinks you're the one, he won't stop trying.
Yes, exactly
it's a win-win, and it's painful because if he doesn't come back around, then he didn't want you.
Yeah, that's the gamble you take. Say no. Say, you know what? I've had a change of heart. I don't trust you. I'm not doing this. Give the ring back. And if he will fight for you.
Oh, he will.
A man will fight for you. If he's not fighting, if a woman has to work to make a man do nice things for her, it's like, why?
Poor Al.
Why struggle?
Maybe Selma just needs to go to the gym.
Selma, go on and hit the gym. This time of year, they're doing stuff for the fall back-to-school specials.
Love letters.
Buy 1 month, get 1 month free.
Love letters to Kelly.
Can you get me a free membership?
I get you hooked up.
I need to work out, but I don't feel like paying for it right now.
Yeah, they can waive membership free.
You buy like 9 training sessions.
I think I need more than 30 days.
Are you still giving me those training sessions?
They wouldn't let me transfer them. I tried.
That's ridiculous. Whatever. I have a gym I'm happy with.
We can work this out off the air.
You're going to love this one, Kelly. You know, young love. This comes from JP. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I started talking to this girl a month before summer. It started out as friends with benefits. After a while, she was the one to convince me to try dating because she started having feelings. Mm. I reluctantly agreed, did the whole best boyfriend thing, and everything was going great. Well, now, a couple weeks out from school, she randomly ends things and says she cannot date me when school starts back up again. I was actually really hurt and really upset. And a week and a half later, that's a quick turnaround, she calls me crying. She doesn't want to lose me out of her life and that I was her dream guy, but she can't date me because she just knows it won't work out. I don't really want her out of my life either. Would it be a bad idea to just go back to that friends with benefits thing again? I'm 22 and she's 20.
Don't you just know she has somebody else?
Yeah.
And that's what I thought. Yeah. That's the reason she can't date him is because she's got somebody else. And now they're kind of back and forth. So she doesn't want to let him go completely unless this new guy doesn't work out. That's just
I've never been able to master the like back burner.
I've never been able to date two people
like the
at once. I've always wanted to be that person, that Sex and the City girl who could juggle relationships. Can't do
it's
it.
It's tough.
But I mean, that's just what I'm picking up that he might not be aware of. I mean, does that make sense? That maybe she had somebody else. That's why I can't date you when I go back to school because she found somebody else. And now maybe that's not working out.
Mm-hmm. Of course, that's what happened.
She's trying to juggle both.
Of course.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
So you got to decide if you want to be a part of her juggling act, if you get a thrill out of that.
Well, it's like a competition for guys because if you find out a girl's juggling a couple dudes, you're like, oh, it's kind of like The Bachelorette. I want to win.
Yeah.
Or it makes her very nasty and you don't want to be any part of that.
Yeah, that does make kind of a hoochie.
I got to work on the back burner and the front burner, too.
Not the same time, though, Jenna.
Side burner. I got one right here, Kelly. Oh, we need to hit the jingle one more time.
Love letters.
You don't like this.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My wife has been a stay-at-home mom since the day our daughter was born. And now it's time to put the little girl in pre-K, and my wife is not handling it well at all. School doesn't even start for a couple of more weeks, and she's already crying herself to sleep at night. It's probably like she ought to be when the daughter moves a million miles away to go away to college. But right now, it's pre-K. It's half a day. I feel like my wife is being psycho. That's the go-to thing for us. No. I tried consoling her and being supportive, but she won't have it. Each day that brings us closer to the first day of school is worse than the day before.
Pre-K.
What am I supposed to do?
It's still sad.
My kid out of school. My wife is a basket case. Clint.
Yeah, she's obsessing. But you at least don't make fun of her. That separation thing, your little baby going first day of school, it's really emotional for women. I know men don't get it.
I might get emotional.
I would think it'd be like a vacation.
Well, every woman's different. You're like, whew, thank goodness school's starting back again. But when your first kid has a monumental milestone like that, where they're going to be in someone else's care besides yours.
Plus, it probably makes it worse if your kid cries when you're leaving. Because the last visual you have of them as you go off to work or whatever is them crying, holding their arms out for you.
She needs to be making this an exciting thing for her child. And I hope she's hiding this part of her mental breakdown.
Make
her
happy.
Kelly, you did it with Emma Kelly, right? Taking her, and I know that it was a big day. And
my life is so different from, this was a stay-at-home mom who was there every day. I never got to wake up with my child when she was an infant, except on the weekends. And I loved, being the first one she saw on the weekends. But during the week, it was the nanny who saw her first thing every morning. And I wanted to be there for that first day of school. And I went to then host Kid Craddock and asked him if I could be off that day. And he told me no.
Good old kid.
Because men don't get it.
Yeah.
So he made me broadcast from home that day. With very tragic consequences.
You're compromised.
I forgot to get permission from the school
to ask if I could, you know, bring.
Yeah, you can't record.
Bring
video,
radio.
All that
we had cameras and stuff. I think too.
Yeah. It was a nightmare.
Did she cry when she was leaving you though? Was
she was
excited?
A little. Well, you know, we've got a camera crew and a microphone in her face, and mommy's wearing headphones and apologizing profusely to the headmaster. So it probably wasn't this big romantic notion
I had played out in my head.
ESPN
sideline reporter, with the headphones on.
It's horrible. And my ex-husband was so mad. Every picture is him standing in the background, like, I cannot believe you're doing this. I'm like, I just want to get through this. It was horrible.
She's been a
so
good
just support her because, hey, look, in a couple weeks, she'll be past that first day of school, and hopefully she won't keep wallowing in it. And you know what? There's always prescription medication.
Absolutely.
Or Clint, do what I did. Get her a gym membership.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We have the Kids Kids concert coming up.
Yeah.
August 15th. We still have some VIP packages available.
Yeah.
If you want to purchase those, go to kidskids.com. That's KIDDSKIDS.com. And come see our concert with Jason Derulo and the Jonas Brothers and Cimarelli.
Hey, you say that just
Tim
like
Halperin.
Nothing. We got the Jonas Brothers, Jason Derulo, Tim Halperin, Cimarelli, man.
We're big time now.
Yeah.
And I'll be there,
ever.
Too.
And Kelly's going to be there.
Yeah.
You're going to sing?
I will if you make me.
Kelly, are you going to mingle with your fans?
Yeah. I feel like mingling.
All right.
You do feel like mingling?
I'm a mingler.
I feel like mingling.
Yeah. Oh, not awkward at all.
Hold on. Somebody's on the phone.
Hello?
Hello?
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Weird call.
Hello, Morning Show. Whoa. It's Jenna's side boob. It's so nice to finally get a formal introduction after all this talk about me behind my rack. back. Okay. I firmly believe that I can get you guys on my side right now.
All right, Genocide Boob. How you feeling today, babe?
Perky. Just coming off a big weekend.
Oh, really? Side Boob have a big party or something?
Oh, not exactly, but I got into some water sports.
Oh, so you bathe?
No way. Unless diving into the pool and losing your bikini top is the same as bathing.
So what'd you do, side boob?
Actually, I treated myself to a nice gift, a brand new motorboat.
Wow, side boob, that doesn't sound cheap.
Well, Big Al, I am just trying to enjoy my youth. And it was utterly perfect. I've just been really stressed out, and I needed to put my assets to good use. So I got myself a motorboat. I named her Breastliest Catch, and I took the ride of my life. I've just been needing a little boost.
Oh, so why so droopy, Genocide Boob?
Well, I'm just worried about my future. I'm feeling so deflated. I got into an argument with some butt cheek, now I'm kind of dragging. He just doesn't understand that side boob is the new cleavage, and butt cheek needs to realize he's number two, and he should just butt out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Sounds like you had a rough weekend on your motorboat.
Hey, side boob, if it makes you feel any better, side boob is way cooler than butt cheek, you know?
Yeah.
More timeless, like a good handbag.
Yeah.
Or in this case, a sandbag.
Well, I'm so glad to have all your support. It really is uplifting. Oh, and can I get one last opinion since we are talking about timeless handbags?
Sure.
I'm sure.
I want to get something that will never go out of style. Like, I really love Jenna's saline bag. Or maybe I should go with a...
Saline.
Or maybe I should go with... Balenciagas.
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
Yeah, but we're going to think about that and maybe let you know later.
Hey,
Side Boob. Go.
All right, bye, Side Boob.
Side Boob, let me give you a little something for the motorboat.
I don't get it. All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right,
bye.
I'm gonna hang up now. Here I go hanging up.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Oh, you hang up first. Oh, she did.
She did. Yeah, Jenna's side boob.
What happened?
Jenna, I didn't even see you put the phone up to your boob.
I was just really doing it for effect.
Side boob sounds hot.
Well, you know what? It's funny because Mr.
How many of you guys want to sniff the phone right now? Yeah. Be honest.
Must be nice guy. I put on my Old Spice and I bathed this morning. I've been taking care
prove
of
it.
Well, I've been taking care of.
I don't ever hear a woman say to me, "I put on my Old Spice."
I like the smell of it. I don't know why. It's comforting. Anyways, I just side boob. I think wants to talk because she never got to talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you know, and kid as or I mean, I'm sorry, must be nice guy only would address the side boob. Mm-hmm. Side boob never got a say in anything.
And now she has her own voice.
Yeah. She does have her own. She sounded good.
She might get her own show one day.
Sounded pretty sexy.
She sounded a little dumber than I thought she would be, but...
What is she speaking out of?
She is pretty naive. She's young, you know, just celebrated her 10th birthday.
Oh.
Wow.
She's not legal yet, Al. You motorboated it, too.
Yeah. You're listening to
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Children... You may gather around the radio if you wish.
Children,
around.
Really?
Actually, gather maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe
adults.
Grown-ups, please gather around the radio.
Take the children somewhere.
Gather around?
Yeah, like they used to back in the day.
Like the radio box?
You know, don't they sit around the radio back in like the 40s and 30s?
Cats.
I don't know, Kelly. Did they sit around the radio back in the 30s and 40s?
Wow. You're older than me, dude. Don't even make me bust you. Don't you make me bust you on what birthday this is coming up.
At this time yesterday, we did same-sex theater featuring Big Al Mack and myself, and we did excellent. In fact, we have some Facebook and Twitter comments here.
Oh, okay, really? You're not allowed to say how excellent you are.
I picked the worst ones.
No, I see that you have a sheet.
Yeah.
Kind of on par with how Kid used to do. You have a sheet and then you cross off the mean ones for yourself and read the good?
Yeah. I'm reading it.
Okay.
Exactly. We're only positivity here, Jenna.
You guys reenacted Titanic.
Laura, yes, we did. I was Jack and I was Rose Al Mack. Laura wrote, OJC. Thank you.
Charlotte, we'll start with OJC.
Your same-sex theater impression sounded cold and hot all at the same time. That's what I was going for. Thank you. Nathan writes,
OJC.
Oh, Jack C. You deserve an Emmy for that performance. Oh, way better than Leo did it. What a nice compliment. Nothing about Al on this one.
Okay.
Kimberly wrote.
Oh, JC.
Imagine that.
But really, Rose Al Mack. Hashtag share the board. But really, Rose Al Mack.
I saw that trending yesterday. You're putting too much weight on the board.
Yeah. It did trend for a little bit. Today we're going to let the ladies take part in same-sex theater.
I'm so excited because I never saw Brokeback Mountain, but from what I understand, it was all right.
Well, pretty hot.
And this
pretty popular.
This same-sex play that we're doing, a reenactment, is actually a movie that was the same-sex.
Yeah, we're doing role reversal. Instead of two cowboys, we're two cowgirls.
This is the scene you will be doing.
Okay.
You mean New Mexico, Jack Twist? Because I hear what they go to New Mexico for boys like you. Hell yes, I'll be in New Mexico. Is that a problem?
Oh, how are we going to do that?
Ooh, that's awkward.
On top of this one time, Jack.
Yeah. So you guys got that. Please
we edited out some of the dirty parts,
right? Yeah, please don't curse on the radio.
No.
Man,
that's a non sequitur watching the video on Kid TV. Those two cowboys.
Yeah.
Oh, man right there.
Because you know what?
You know, they're about to kiss or something.
Well, I mean, they're gay. Did I ruin the movie for everybody?
No, you know what? I wish I knew how to quit you.
I started off my career in community theater, and so I feel a great responsibility to honor Heath Ledger with my portrayal.
You have to sell out. Now, what are the characters' names? Jack and
Ennis, but not in this case.
Are we going to change the names a little bit?
Or girls.
I will let you have your freedom with it.
I'm so glad we get to stay.
Hold
girls.
On. Let me get your theme going. Sorry about that. Not that one. There you go.
All right.
And?
Okay, so wait. I'm Jack.
You're Jackie.
Jackie.
Okay, and Ennis is your niece.
Anise? You're Jackie.
Or Denise. Denise.
Denise, maybe. I don't know.
Whatever. Whatever.
Who cares?
Okay.
All right. Will.
And why is it we're always in the friggin' cold?
Yeah. Why?
We all go south where it's warm, you know? We all go to Mexico.
Mexico? Hell, you know me. About all the traveling I ever done is around a coffee pot looking for the handle.
Yeah.
Come on, Jackie. Lighten up on me. We can hunt in November, kill us a nice elk. I'll try. If I can get Donna Rose cabin again, we had a good time that year, didn't we?
There's never enough time. Never enough. You know, friend.
Stop it. Seriously.
This is an unsatisfactory situation. You used to come away easy. Now it's like seeing the Pope.
Pope.
Oops. Jackie, I gotta work. Huh? Them earlier days, I just quit the job. You forget what it's like being broke all the time. You ever hear of child support? I tell you this. I can't quit this one. And I can't get the time off. It was hard enough getting this time. The trade-off was August. You got a better idea.
Anise is clearly the chatty, girly one, right?
Yeah.
I did once.
You did once? Well, have you been to Mexico, Jackie? Because I hear... I'm ignoring this at this point. Y'all are making me mad. Because I hear what they got in Mexico for girls like you.
Hell yeah, I've been to Mexico. Is that a problem?
I'm going to tell you this one time, Jackie Twist, and I ain't fooling. What I don't know, all them things that I don't know, could get you killed if I come to know them. I ain't joking.
Yeah? Well, try this one. And I say it. You know, I'd love to say my lines over the chicken.
Yeah, you're cowboys.
Well, I'll try this just once. I'm only going to say it once. Well,
go ahead.
Got to change the page.
Cowboys.
Seriously? We're cowgirls.
Cowboys.
Cowgirls.
Yeah, okay. Tell what you want. We could have had a good life together. A real good life. Had a place of our own, but you didn't want it, Anise. So
you're breaking character.
So what we got now is Brokeback Mountain. Everything's built on that. It's all we got, boy, girl. I hope you know that, even if you never know the rest.
Dagnabbit!
You count the damn few times we've been together in nearly 20 years. Measure the short leash you keep me on, and then you ask me about Mexico, and you tell me you'll kill for me for needing something I don't hardly never get. You got no idea how bad it gets. And I'm not you. I can't make it on a couple of high-altitude hookups once or twice a year. You're too much for me, Anise, you son, daughter of a gun. I wish I knew how to quit you.
Now, see, that's the most memorable line in the movie, and y'all ruined it with a lawnmower.
Is this Melissa Etheridge?
Yeah, no, it's Katie Lang.
Okay.
Oh, man.
My goodness.
I think you did Heath Ledger a disservice with your very rude sound effects.
Oh, that made the bit.
That made the bit.
In your opinion? Yeah. So juvenile.
I don't know if I even listened to you as I was playing.
I know. You don't even know one word we said. Where are we going? Where are we going on vacation, JC?
No to Mexico.
Why are we only hooking up a couple times a year on the top of a mountain?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
But I definitely heard Al's chicken noise.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast. A condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.